today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Do you know, when it comes to state politics, I've got to say I can't remember, maybe my memory's fading, but seeing this absolute disarray at the top level of our state government at the moment, it's unprecedented. Others will say, oh, no, we've seen these things before. Really? Have a listen to this. Anastasia Palaszczuk's former mentor is calling for an end to the tortured process of removing a Labor leader, declaring party members of parliament should know when it's time for them to go. Now, former Speaker, Beattie and Bligh Government Minister John McKells, the latest Queensland Labor stalwart to weigh into leadership rumblings following former ministers Robert Schwarton and Bob Gibbs' attacks on Ms. Palaszczuk in past days. These are three very high-profile former politicians. Labor leadership rules introduced in the wake of the federal tussle between Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard now require at least half of the Parliament's Labor members to petition party headquarters to hold a vote. Three separate ballots for Labor members, branch members and affiliated unions would then be combined to determine the leader. Now, Labor's got 52 members in the caucus, which only meets in person during Parliament sitting weeks and is not due to reconvene until February 12. Well, is that going to be observed? I guess it is. But the reality is there are the rumblings, and now not rumblings, it's becoming a deafening roar. And it's just, the pylon's just, it's almost a daily event. So what are the options for the existing Premier? She could be there through till October, which is the official date for the next state election, but there's any sorts of rumblings now that she will not last because of the growing discontent. That's how we'll put it. Look, I've got a gentleman on this line who was a contributor to the talk show quite some years ago, and he's very popular because he used to come up here when there were issues with housing misbehaviour, housing commission misbehaviour or whatever. He would come on the show and give advice or intervene if necessary, and he was a very popular former state member and former minister, and his name's Rob Schwarton, or Schwarter. G'day, Schwarter.
Hey, g'day, Mac. You must have gotten in there as old as me.
We're
and
still...
congratulations on the gong.
Oh, thank you.
What did you used to be going on about people getting gongs?
Rob, but it's good, to talk to you again. You always picked up the phone in the old day, and you picked it up again this morning, so I'm really pleased.
Yeah,
Schwarter.
Well, I'm a great believer in that, you don't always get people on the phone that agree with you, but at least you get the conversation.
Yes,
people get to hear it one way or the other, make up their mind.
Schwarter, this is unprecedented, isn't it, this situation, these rumblings about the leadership? What's gone wrong?
Well, the rules, as Mikel said, the rule is wrong, and it was set up in the wake of that debacle in, the Rudd Gillard nonsense and so on. And I was opposed to it then, and I'm opposed to it now. There's two really ancient foundation stones of the Labor Party. One is that the caucus will determine the ministry. The other is that the caucus determines the leadership. And that will put there by our founding, we don't say fathers anymore, our founders, they happen to be men, of course. Poor women didn't have to vote then. But the reality is they put it there as a stop gap for interference in the business of the parliament. And it was there for a good reason, survived for 100 years. And then they trashed it. Bligh and Rudd trashed the caucus rule for ministers. Well, we know what happened to both of them as a result of that. They handpicked their ministers, and the thing was a disaster. That's now got rid of. And now we're seeing the effects of this one where it seems to me, and from what Mikel is saying, he's a bit closer to it than I am these days probably, that the caucus is somewhat diminished in its effectiveness, and as a result of that, the people don't talk up in caucus like they did in my time. So look, I don't know whether what I do know is that the scuttlebutt and all that around is that we won't have a Labor government this time next year if they keep buggerising around the way they have been in recent times, talking about leadership skills and so on. And people do that, I don't have to tell you, Mackie, you've been around the traps a long way. People get frustrated, they get jealous, they get bloody envious, whatever, and they think they can do a better job, and they start gossiping. Now, we've got a Premier who's been there for three terms. She's defied all odds to do it. And probably some people think they could do a better job. But the place to say that is in caucus, and apparently they're not saying it. So I'm saying what Gibbs said. I agree with what Gibbs said. Have the caucus meeting, clean it up, and let everybody have a say. And I think that's the only way through it, mate.
The concern is, if she leads the party into the election in October, if it gets to October, Labor will lose. Do they believe, if there was a change of leadership now, that they would have a better chance in October? Is it as simple as that?
Well, there are those that are saying that, obviously. They're not saying that to me, because I'm sort of out of that loop. They call me a power broker, God Christ. It's a long time since I was that, but I know politics and I know numbers. The fact is, John, that it is as simple as that. If there's those who say she can't take them forward, the caucus exists to do that, but unfortunately, the rule is diminished so that it means that it really can't do that, because, you know, people like me as a branch member get to say who the leader is, and that's just wrong, because you know better than anybody. You've got to either work with someone or live with someone to know what they're like, and even then you don't know sometimes, but... The reality is we shouldn't, this long drawn out process is just the death of a thousand cuts. Yes. And there's only one way to resolve it, is to stand amongst your peers, let them all have a say and have a vote.
Yeah.
And if she wins it, that's what I'd do. I'd just go in there and say, right, if you think you can do the job better than me, put your hand up.
Yeah.
And away we go. And, you know, and solve it like that. But I think, you know, the rule has got to be chucked out the window somewhere.
A lot of people would say, oh, this is an injustice to her, because she has got the three terms virtually. She's seemingly very effective in front of television cameras, microphones, etc. There's so many things Labor supporters would say have been good about Anastasia Palaszczuk. Would it be unfair to see her pushed aside?
Well, look, that's a matter for appeals. We come back to that same thing. I'm loath to get into he said, she said, because I would then contradict myself. My view is that those who are in that caucus need to come clean and say if they think that. I agree with you. I think that Queenslanders have, you know, put their faith in her on several occasions against all odds.
Mm.
And there isn't a tank of goodwill there. But I think one of the problems is the longer you're there, it's a bit like, I wrote a bit of an article for the Courier Mail the other day, it's a bit like the car, you know, these people who've got the houses full of bloody exercise machines, and Christ knows what else. There's a bit of new penny around, they've got to have the latest model, and there's a bit of that in politics too, so I think it's very hard to continue to appeal. It's a tough job being the Premier, and as you say, she's won three elections, she's got a record in her own making, but if these people believe that sincerely, then the party has had a system to deal with that. Mm. And this wouldn't have happened, I don't think. So I agree with what you say, that you know, these people are supposedly representing electors.
Mm.
And people say to me, they don't want to see the snake oil salesman for Sofulli as the next Premier. But that's where we'll go if there's no other option in this shenanigans. Queenslanders won't put up with it.
Exactly.
And I think it should be over before... this has been going on, John. I don't know whether you've had any talkback sort of comments in your... I bet you'll get them after today. but, you know, whether there's been any scuttlebutt up in the north, and I'm not as in touch as I used to be. But I always regarded your program as a pretty good touchstone of what people out there were saying. Mm. And people have been saying things, but they say that about premiers. They said it about Beattie. You know, we were going to lose that election with Beattie because Brisbane's run out of water and we couldn't build the Traverson Dam. Bloody Gordon Nuttall went to jail for corruption.
Yes.
And so the list goes on. Mm. I mean, being in government is not a cakewalk.
Mm.
You know, it's not a Lamington drive.
Mm.
Things go wrong and Palaszczuk's been able to deal with them. There's no doubt about that.
Now, Stephen Miles would be the automatic successor, do you believe? He would do a decent job?
Look, I know Stephen Miles. I know most of them. I don't know them as well, but, you know, he's a very decent fellow. I mean, I had occasion a builder come and saw me and was having problems, and Stephen was able to sit down and talk with him, talk through it and whatever. But I don't know if he's a contender for the job. Everyone says that, but until you actually have a contest, you know, there's an empty chair there, John. You know, it's like saying, I want to be Macker in North Queensland. Well, yeah, sure. But there's no vacancy, and B, you're unlikely the radio station going to employ you.
Do you know, in the, your day, things didn't seem to be so complex, Schwarto? I mean, what you saw was what you got. I just don't know about it these days. It's harder for me to actually see through the web of what's going on down in Parliament House these days. Do you sort of look back with fond memories of what it used to be like in your day?
Yeah, I do. I noticed some of those, a couple of those ministers uncharitably called me old. They left off the noun that other people have called me from time to time. I've been called every one of those nouns. But look, I come from a different era. I think that it's tough being a politician these days because everyone's got a camera. Everyone, you know, you can't say some of the rude things I used to say without suffering sanctions. And I think as Australians, we've sort of become diminished and we've got our politicians, you know, they can't stand out. I bet you can't say things on your program you used to say 20
years
ago either.
That's true. You just reminded me about that comment about a former Member of Parliament from the North in the lift at Parliament House, and I still laugh about it all these years later. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. those were the days. But it's no good hankering for those. I think one of the biggest problems that we had, seriously, John, was that when Bligh was in, I was at the end of my road then, and that government was very diminished because she appointed the ministers.
Yeah.
And we didn't end up with the robust ministry that we should have had.
Yes.
And then along come Newman, cleaned her out down to 7 members. And then he got cleaned out. And so we've lost a lot of that, what would you call it, corporate experience or something.
Yeah.
When I went into Parliament, Tommy Burns and all those blokes had been there for 20 years in opposition.
Mm.
They were great mentors. You know, I learned a lot from those people. And I think, you know, our politicians, regardless of which side they're on, they're pretty new on the block and there's nobody down there saying, well, don't put your head in that tiger's mouth, it's going to bite you.
Yeah, exactly.
But
this has been really good catching up again today, Schwarto.
Yeah, you too, mate. I'd love to run into you again.
Yeah, if you're ever up here, call me.
The little of a pig there, I'll do that.
Good on you, Schwarto. Thank you.
Good on you, brother. Thanks for the call.
That's from the era when they were characters, and he was one of the outstanding characters. And whenever there was an issue up here, can you give us a hand, Schwarto? He was straight on the phone and would come up if necessary. Rob Schwarton, former estate member, of course, the issue we're discussing has been front and centre the last few days, particularly in the Courier Mail and on your TV screens, the future of Anastasia Palaszczuk.